From BBC Radio Nottingham, this is a Nottingham Christmas Carol. One story told over 4 days, in the morning at 8:55 and in the evening at 5:40.
After pouring himself a flute of champagne, he sat on a lonely chair in a dismal, dusty room with just the flash of the telly for company. But just as he started to drift into a slumber, Stinge was violently shaken awake.
Who goes there?
Casper, it's me, your old friend, Jason Mardy.
No, no, no. Jason popped his clogs a long time ago. He drove his sports car through St Anne's allotments when he was sozzled and he got knocked out by a Red Duke of York potato. You cannot be him.
Honestly, youth, it's me. Remember that time we ran off with Xylophone Man's busking takings back in the day?
How could I forget? Jason Mardy, how are you doing, me old mucker?
Not good, mate. And you won't be either with the way you're going on. After that crash, my spirit were forced to potter about on this blasted earth forever. One thing they don't tell you is that it's absolutely Baltic being a ghost. I feel like my toes are going to drop off. And then I remember I ain't got any. It's rubbish. Look at these blooming chains. Unbelievable. And do you know why I got them?
No. Why?
Because of all that horrible stuff we used to do to poor folk like Xylophone Man. The bloke was only trying to make a couple of quid and play some tunes, and we were rotten to him, pinching his loot like that.
You've changed, youth.
Listen, if you don't change your ways, you're going to end up like me. A tortured soul with nowhere to go. Drive time. Three spirits are coming for you, mate. Maybe they'll explain a bit better than I can. Look, I'm off me duck. Live well and a Merry Christmas.
Not you and all. Merry Christmas, bol...
As Jason Mardy and his chains rose up into the night sky, Casper Stinge fell into a deep, deep slumber. He tossed and turned in his armchair. Repetitive dreams of counting coins and tins of baked beans tormented his sleep until, finally, he escaped his nightmares to find a bloke, decked out in green clobber, bow and arrow strapped to his back, sitting a couple of inches away from his HD screen.
You get buzz-eyed if you carry on like that. Hang on a minute. Robin Hood?
Hey, up me, Doug, it's me, the ghost of Christmas yesterday. How been going on me ode? Not very good, so I've heard, but you know, let them talk. It's not for me to judge youth. That's for the big fellas up there, that is. Any road, I have heard you've been stealing from the poor to give to the rich. It's a bit backwards, isn't it?
What's going off? Get out of me house, you blooming scallywag.
A scallywag I may be, Mr. Stinge, but I'm not going anywhere without you.
The ghost of Christmas yesterday dragged Stinge by his fur coat through the passages of time to a place he hadn't seen for yonks.
Ah! He lost my hat in that commotion. Where are we?
Hey, it's me old school. St. Patrick's Primary in Wilford Village. Look, there's me.
Blimey, these parts have changed the last time I were around here. Oh, bless your cottons. Look how nicely you're playing with the rest of the nippers. Look at that, you even sharing your crisps with that one. Crikey, whatever happened to turn you into such a Mardy bum?
Ah!
I'm definitely going to need to pint down the old trip after this. Not exactly a smooth ride travelling through time, is it, our Casper? Casper?
I don't believe it.
What's up? Can't go at your tongue? Well, that's a first, isn't it? Whoa! Wow! Who's she? Foxy lady, eh? Reminds me of my maid Mazza.
That's me Mandy, that is. Me Mandy. And that's me. Except she's not me Mandy anymore.
It's all you ever talk about, Casper. Money, money, money. I couldn't care less about the money. All I wanted was a walk round the Arboretum and you'd rather count those flipping beans. I just want us both to be happy. Look, this isn't working out. I think you should take your ring back. I don't care about how much it costs, Casper. Don't you get it? I need someone who loves me. But you don't. You love money. And that's all there is to it. Sell the ring, get the money back, and everyone's happy then, aren't they? I'm sorry, but I have to go.
Whoa. Looks like I should take you home, youth.
I don't know where it all went wrong, Rob. I really don't. I loved her. Why didn't I just say it?
All right, mate, all right. Let's get you tucked up in bed. There's still work to be done. Here you are. Have this to be going on with.
What is it?
It's a leaf out of my book, youth. Now you take care.
Thank you, Mr. Robin Hood.
Hey, it's the ghost of Christmas yesterday to you, sir.
With that, the spirit was gone, and Stingy's heavy eyelids drooped over his tears to rest his weary head. But not for long.
A Nottingham Christmas Carol is produced by BBC Radio Nottingham. The cast is Andy Whittaker, David Jackson, Sarah Julian, Dean Jackson, Alan Clifford, David Sykes, Jenny Barsby, Mark Dennison, Colin Frey and Pip Watts. Sound effects by Hayley Compton. Your narrator is Verity Cowley. Production and editing by Becca Bryers, Hayley Compton and Philip Chapman. A Nottingham Christmas Carol was written by Bridie Squires. To get all four episodes at once, search Facebook for BBC Radio Nottingham.